set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to TGIF Friday, February 7th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Sent out 13 envelopes yesterday, anywhere from 1 to 2, 3. One had 6 rear window stickers in it. I greatly appreciate you guys responding to the call to action. I got 2 more listeners contacted me and said they had also gotten their Nielsen's rating survey in the mail. This is critically important, folks. I'm going to run it by you real quickly. This is a non-election year. We don't have politicians buying ads. The only one you're hearing on the radio right now is Jim Runstad, Bernadette Smith, running for chair, co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. We don't have any elections this year. As a result, revenue to the radio station will be down. To pay our bills, to keep the lights on, we need people to know about this radio station. We need more sponsors. We need more ads. We need your help. I'm not asking for donations to keep the lights on. I'm asking that you simply text me your name, address, your mailing address. I don't care. Home, business, office, don't care. P.O. Box, wherever you get your mail. And the number of vehicles that you pledge to put rear window stickers on the glass. Bottom left corner, top left corner, don't really care. Go through the car wash, clean it off, take a towel, dry it off good, put the sticker on there, and drive around as a mobile billboard for this radio station. We've looked at all the ways to get information out to people to make them aware about the radio station. Newspaper ads don't work. Nobody buys newspapers. We talked about a mailing. A mailing would be almost $100,000 to reach the entire listening area, every household in our 97.7 listening area. We don't have it. We cannot afford that. But we did buy 1,000 rear window stickers. We have, I believe we're down to about 400. I need these not sitting in this box here in my office. I need them on your vehicles. So please, please text me 231-360-5140. Text me your name, address, and how many vehicles you promise to put these stickers on. And I'll mail them out to you today. I got to go up to Sheboygan this afternoon, arrive to the show. Miss Stacy's giving me another deep tissue laser light treatment on my shoulders, my back, and my left leg. Then I'm going up to MAGA Water, going to fill up my jugs there with John Davis. And I will be able to stop at numerous post offices on the way. But I got to get this information before 12 noon. At 12:01, I'll sit down, write them out, I'll put the stickers in there. I'll slap a stamp on them, and I'll mail them out to you. I'll have them probably on Monday. I need your help. Again, text me, 231-360-5140. Your name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge to put these stickers on. Drive around town, go to work, go shopping, go to church. Have your vehicle seen at stop signs, traffic lights, sitting in parking lots. You go to Myers, you go to Walmart in Petoskey, they'll see it. Sheboygan, same thing. On the way, we need stickers on your vehicles. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Got a great show lined up for you today. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Oh, once upon a midnight theory awoke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Donald Trump signing executive orders more than any other president in less than 1 month, 30 days of being in office, fundamentally changing bureaucratic agencies and departments. lowering the budget of the federal government, people quitting, people taking early retirement buyouts. One day announcement of an executive order that he's going to put tariffs on Canada and Mexico products coming into the United States with a 25% tariff. The next day, Canada agrees to send 10,000 soldiers to the border and spend $1.9 billion with a B dollars protecting the Canadian border from illegals crossing into the United States. Mexico, 10,000 soldiers, re-implementing the stay in Mexico policy, shutting the border down for us. Donald Trump said, okay, you know what? I'll give you 30 days. I'll hold off from implementing the tariffs for 30 days. You keep your word. You prove to me you're going to do what you're going to do. We'll talk about it in 30 days. Absolutely amazing. His cabinet picks, Department of Justice, going to completely be rebuilt by his newly confirmed Attorney General, Pam Bondi. What does she do the very next night? Not even 24 hours on the job. The Department of Justice is going to recommend defunding sanctuary cities. 220 different cities in the United States are going to lose federal funding unless you reverse your sanctuary city policies and help us enforce our immigration laws. You want to break our immigration laws? You want to help facilitate the breaking of our immigration laws? Well, then you lose your federal funding. Liberal heads are exploding like playing the game whack-a-mole. One executive order pops up. They go over and start whacking on that. They're going to file a lawsuit. They're going to tie him up in court. They're going to send it to liberal, progressive, communist judges to absolutely derail this, put a hold on this. Donald Trump writes another executive order on a different topic over here. So they run over there and they whack on that, and they're going to file lawsuits, and they're going to do this and do that. Well, there's another executive. Well, there's another one. There's another one. This guy, I don't think he's gotten any sleep, honestly, in the last 2 weeks. This guy's like the Energizer Bunny. Once he signs the executive order, he then holds a press conference. Well, the other day brought tears to my eyes. When Donald Trump was in the East Wing of the White House, filled with young girls, some of these little baby girls were 5, 6 years old, junior high, elementary, high school, moms. The place was packed with women. He pulls out an executive order and says, period, end of story, no more men playing in women's sports, period. End of conversation. Sorry, not going to happen. Not on my watch. We are done. Them little girls just standing next to him, watching him, getting ready to pull out that big, black, beautiful Sharpie of his. Here's what it said, dated February 5th, in front of those little girls. Women. I mean, the place was packed. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, and to protect opportunities for women and girls to compete in safe sports, fair sports, it is hereby ordered. Section 1, Policy and Purpose. In recent years, many educational institutions and athletic associations have allowed men to compete in women's sports. This is demeaning, unfair, and dangerous to women and girls. Denies women and girls the equal opportunity to participate and excel in competitive sports. Moreover, under Title IX of the Education Amendments Act of 1972, called Title IX, educational institutions receiving federal funds cannot deny women an equal opportunity to participate in sports. As some federal courts have recognized, quote, ignoring fundamental biological truths between the two sexes deprives women and girls of meaningful access to educational facilities, Tennessee versus Cardona, and they state the case. Also, Kansas versus the Department of Education, they state the case, highlighting Congress's goals of protecting biological women in education. Therefore, it is the policy of the United States to rescind all funds from educational programs that deprive women and girls of fair athletic opportunities, which results in an endangerment, humiliation, and silencing of women and girls and deprives them of their privacy. It shall also be the policy of the United States to oppose male competitive participation in women's sports more broadly as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth. He goes on with definitions. Section 3, preserving women's sports and education. He goes on with Section 4, Section 5. This thing goes on and on and on for roughly about two pages. He's even contacting, using the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, to make sure that the International Olympic Committee amends standards governing sporting events following these same guidelines of fairness, safety, and what's in the best interest of female athletes by ensuring that the eligibility for participation in women's sports events is determined according to sex, not gender identity or testosterone reduction. I mean, he covers it all. So I get a press release here about 8:30 this morning directly from the White House. Directly from the White House telling us, quote, for immediate release, the NCAA reverses course. This is the next day, February 6th. He signs it on February 5th. They reverse their policies on February 6th. They put out a press release at 8:30 this morning. A day after President Donald J. Trump signed an executive order protecting fairness and dignity in women's sports, the NCAA, the largest college sports organization in North America, announced it will limit competition in women's sports to student athletes assigned female at birth only. Promises made, promises kept. It is a victory for the girls across America who dreams of competing have been destroyed by extremists peddling a lie that biological sex can somehow be changed, and a victory for common sense as demonstrated by the fact that 80% of Americans oppose men in women's sports. It's also a reflection of President Trump's ongoing commitment to defending the rights of women and girls after years-long assault. Since taking office, President Trump has taken executive action to declare that there are only two sexes. Another one, recognizing the biological distinctions between men and women. And another executive order protecting kids from chemical and surgical mutilation. The era of woke is over, and the golden age of America has begun anew. End of press statement. Folks, I don't know if you're feeling this, but I can tell you, based on social media posts, based on watching other news shows at night, prepping for this show, we try to focus on Michigan news and Michigan politics, but sometimes things like this are so big at the national level that I have to talk about it. I know other shows talk only about national news because they don't understand Michigan state politics. They don't understand Lansing. They don't understand the two-party system. They don't understand. They don't have a working relationship and knowledge of state reps and state senators. It consumes a large, large portion of my time and my day. But I'm dedicated to doing it. I've been doing it for over 12 years. Over 9,000 clock hours on this microphone. By myself, most of the time. Oh, sure, we have interviews of guests. Like, for example, Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge. He will be at BC Pizza on M32 just east of I-75 at noon today. He'll be in Gaylord all weekend. Go down, get your picture taken with the Trump Unity Bridge. It's been updated to reflect the current things that are happening. The Golden Age is on it. There's all kinds of things for you to go get your picture taken. Buy some hats. Buy some gloves. It's cold outside. You can get whatever you want. All the Trump paraphernalia and mementos from the inauguration that he got in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. We have sponsors. They like to come on and talk about their goods, services, products. We like to share good information with you to help lower the cost of living, make you healthy, save you some money, but at the same time get educated about what's going on in the state of Michigan. But sometimes you really need to know what's going on in Washington. This presidency of the next 4 years, I believe, will go down in history as being the true, absolute draining of the swamp and taking back our country. I got a video I'm going to play for you later in the show today. Donald Trump was asked by a Fox News reporter, why did you appoint Linda McMahon to be the Secretary of Education when you have promised during the campaign to promise to end the Department of Education? He said, I told Linda when I hired her, Linda, I hope you do a good job, and I hope you do such a good job that you basically end your job. That you basically end the need for a Secretary of Education. He actually said that in the answer to the reporter. Elon Musk finding all this waste, fraud, and abuse. And I got to tell you, this USAID, now they're finding out it's been a money laundering scheme. That's right. Under the guise of what John F. Kennedy did as an executive order back in the 1960s. Donald Trump is undoing with an executive order in 2025. Finding out millions and millions of dollars going out to these foreign countries, getting kickbacks to the Biden family. They even documented and found that Barack Hussein Obama's mother worked for the USAID and was paid money. Hillary Clinton has gotten kickbacks. I mean, the news that is coming out of Washington, folks, I can't keep up with it. It's like trying to drink out of a fire hose. Have you ever tried to drink out of a fire hose? Kind of blows your head right off your shoulders. I mean, that's what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. Unbelievable. Absolutely loving this Trump team. Marco Rubio's down in Panama at the canal. Yeah, you're going to let our ships and military go through here for free. Either that or we're taking it back. Love it, love it, love it. Bottom of the hour news break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.